This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Business as usual just got a little more difficult with China. The House Intelligence Committee will formally call today for the ban on two giant Chinese telecommunications companies, Huawei and ZTE, to operate in the U.S. market. A draft of a report says those two companies can't be trusted to be free of Chinese state influence and so pose a security threat, a charge the two firms deny. Last month, President Obama stopped a Chinese-owned company from buying four wind farms in the United States, also citing national security concerns. To help us understand the context here, Sean Rain is author of The End of Cheap China. He runs CMR, a consultancy based in Shanghai. He joins us from there on The Takeaway. Welcome to the program.
Great to see you, John.
There's certainly no surprise that these security concerns come up in the U.S.-China relationship. How important is this decision by the House Intelligence Committee?
Well, it's important that people aren't naive. Okay, there is increased tension between the United States and China, so people should be worried about security concerns. However, the level of anti-China hysteria that's emerging in the United States from both President Obama and Mitt Romney is something that all Americans need to be concerned about, because it's going to cost jobs creation in the United States. The Asia Society estimates that the rising anti-China hysteria will cost $2 trillion U.S. dollars of investment by Chinese companies into America within the next decade. And that's something that none of us can really live with. We have to really decide where we need to be concerned and where there's somewhat exaggeration. And there really has been a lot lately, John.
So, Sean, even some U.S. politicians are on pins and needles over this. Mike Bell, the mayor of Toledo, Ohio, told us last week that the whole campaign has made him worried about his own multi-million dollar Chinese business relationships.
I was concerned that we would insult the people who were prepared to help us. And I was praying to God that they would be a little lighter on the rhetoric involving China during this period of time that we were doing the conference. And that's the honest to God truth.
Now, that's the mayor of Toledo who's talking about a China conference that took place in the middle of the campaign, and he was worried about the president even being in town.
Yeah, I agree with the mayor on this. You look at companies like Sany, which is a large construction equipment maker, which was the owner of those four wind farms. They have enormous factories in the southern part of the United States. And so by causing them to think twice about investing in America, you definitely are losing thousands of American jobs. Now, my firm, when we interview senior Chinese executives, they say, you know what? We're not going to invest in China, in the United States right now. Let's go to Europe. Let's go to Africa, where the investment community is a little bit more open to Chinese dollars right now. So it really just doesn't make much sense to me, John.
Although the counterargument is we can't simply sell U.S. security concerns just because it means a few jobs in the United States.
Yeah, but it's not just telecom equipment. It's everything. I mean, you saw one of China's largest real estate developers bought into AMC, the movie chain. And then at that point, there was all kinds of rhetoric that all of a sudden the Chinese red communists were only going to show pro-Chinese propaganda advertisements in the coming attractions of movies. So we have to have a serious discussion. China does pose a threat in some ways, but we can't exaggerate it. And it works better for everybody to work together. The United States needs to attract money from Sany, the home appliance maker hire, because they're the ones that are looking to invest in the United States. Because, John, it's actually too expensive for them to build factories in China right now. If you look in China, 21 of China's 31 provinces last year increased the minimum wage by 22%. So when we talk with senior executives of manufacturing operations, they're saying, we don't want to manufacture products for export into the United States anymore. We want to go to the U.S., build factories, hire Americans, and sell to Americans. But they're not going to do that if the climate is just too difficult for them.
The House Intelligence Committee possibly complicating an opportunity for U.S. businesses in the U.S.-China relationship. That's Sean Rain, the author of The End of Cheap China. He runs a consultancy based in Shanghai, reacting to this House Intelligence Committee report. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you very much, John, for having me.